It's always a mistake to sleep with a man who's in love with your sister. Even in Paris. Even if they'd broken up again. For good this time, he said. Even though I'd been in love with him since I was 11 years old. But I was young. And dumb. And homesick. So, whatever. I had a one-night hookup in a foreign city with Trey Lawrence, the rich boy next door, after my sister broke his heart. 3 years later, 33 months if I were counting. I was totally counting. I was older and a whole lot wiser. But returning home for my sister's wedding was still going to be all kinds of awkward. Oh, I'd been back to North Carolina before, for holidays and that awful time when Mama got sick, and when my nephew Robbie was born. I still saw my sister occasionally when she came to New York to visit her publisher, or the restaurant where she'd once worked. But even though Joe was about to be married to another man, I still couldn't face her without a squirm of guilt. I'd had sex with her ex, a clear violation of the sister's code. As for the other guilty party, Trey, well, just because he'd found a way to forgive himself didn't mean I had to forgive him, or myself. Mostly, I avoided him. Which was going to be a lot harder to do now that we were members of the same wedding party. And no, my heart wasn't holding on to some pathetic hope that since Joe was finally marrying somebody else, Trey would pull his head out of his ass and realize it was me he loved after all. But maybe being a bridesmaid in Joe's wedding would bring me and my sister closer. Maybe this was my chance to prove to Trey, or at least to myself, that I was over him. I had better things to do with my life than obsess over a stupid childhood crush. My handbag business, baggage, had taken off. Meghan Markle herself had recently been photographed carrying one of my totes, and demands for the rechristened Duchess bag were pouring in, threatening to flood my Bedford Park apartment in the Bronx. "It's like a goddamn rainbow puked in here," my assistant Flo had said before I left New York. She zipped tape across the top of a carton, adding to the boxes of custom orders packed and stacked for pickup by the door. I glanced from her Frida Kahlo t-shirt to her natural hair, tipped this month in fiery red. "Yeah, I know how much you hate color," I said, making her laugh. I skirted a rack of bins to get to my work table, piled high with wallets waiting for snaps and trim. Purses, totes, and crossbody bags in bright colors and various stages of assembly overflowed every surface. I was already renting storage from the dry cleaners downstairs. My bedroom was so filled with bolts of vinyl and leather, I couldn't find my mattress. Not that I had much time to sleep anyway. The truth was, we needed a bigger workroom, a second sewing machine, more shelving, more light, maybe even a little retail space, although a storefront in Manhattan was totally out of my price range, at least for now. I reached for a punch tool. "You sure you're all right filling these orders while I'm gone?"
"Mamay."
"Easy." Flo Collazo was a real New Yorker, a proud Afro-Dominican Puerto Rican daughter of the Bronx. Me? Not so much. In Paris, my schoolgirl French had marked me as irredeemably other. I'd thought being back on American soil would feel like home. But my first week in the city, I'd realized my down-home accent made me stick out among the fast-talking Yankees all around me. Waitresses asked me to repeat myself. Buyers assumed I was uneducated. Guys figured I was easy. Or naive. A dumb hick blonde. Which worked to my advantage sometimes.
"You're not getting out of your sister's wedding on account of me," Flo said.
"I'm not trying to get out of anything." I busied myself inserting a snap. "I already rented a car and everything. I drive down Wednesday."
"Faster to fly."
"I thought I'd stop along the way. Take a day to do some store checks." I didn't actually need to visit clients on my way to my sister's wedding, but I needed the car to transport her wedding present, draped across the back seat. Anyway, I loved walking into a store and seeing my bags, my brand, displayed on the gleaming shelves. Hashtag bags in the wild.
#ownit. I loved the expensive smell of the boutiques. Citrus, sandalwood, jasmine, the fragrant scent of bergamot oil. The accounts were always happy to see me, flattered I'd gone out of my way to visit. Not like going home at all. Not that my family didn't love me, I told myself as I left the last client store in Raleigh and hit the highway for my mother's farm. They did. All of them. Even Joe.